Lely provides leading dairy farm automation solutions around the world with our global headquarters based just outside of Rotterdam in Holland and our North American headquarters located right here in Pella. We are proud of our Dutch heritage, which is at the core of our company's culture, and we are delighted to be a part of Pella's annual celebration of its Dutch heritage as a presenting partner of the live Tulip Time coverage on 92.1 KRLS. We hope that you will enjoy the festivities and have a wonderful Tulip Time from all of us at Lely.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. On Tuesday night, Indianola girls and boys track and field swept the team titles on their home track at the annual Little Hawkeye Conference Championships. We spoke with Indianola junior Madison Grover, Norwalk senior Caden Coons, and Norwalk freshman Hannah Schmitz during the meet.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Madison Grover, winner of the girls long jump and girls 100 meter hurdles. And Madison, let's talk about the long jump first. Your season best for you. What have you noticed and what have you been trying to get better at within long jump so far this year?
Overall, coming into the season, I was kind of just out there having fun. But now, since it's getting closer to the end of the season, I'm really trying to focus on just taking those baby steps and getting better slowly. And a thing that's helping me do that, or that I've been working on, is really like keeping my knees up and trying to elevate off the board and just keeping my feet in the air as long as I can, I guess. So.
And do you prefer the long jump over the high jump? And if so, why?
Well.
Or you like them for different reasons, or?
I haven't high jumped actually this year, but I would say I probably like long jump more. I have done both like for a while, but I think long jump is just less to think about, if that makes sense. And I think that just really helps me, because sometimes I can kind of get in my head, but I think definitely long jump is my favorite right now, at least.
And you do both the 100 meter and 400 meter hurdles. And what's the difference between those two races from a mental standpoint?
Gosh, 400 hurdles is definitely a lot more mentally, like you need a lot more mental toughness. I feel like in the 100 hurdles, I kind of get in a rhythm and it's less to think about. But 400 hurdles, I kind of just go out there and you just can't think about the pain. You kind of just have to push through and yeah.
Do you find it more difficult to compete in these colder conditions compared to a 75 degree day?
I guess it kind of depends, because I don't like to compete when it's super hot, but it's also not great to compete when it's super cold. But I feel like today's pretty good, and this might be close to my ideal like weather for just maybe a little bit sunnier would be nice, but it's good.
And moving down the stretch here, is there a certain time or distance you're looking for, both in the long jump and the 100 meter hurdles?
Well, I'm hoping to break 18 feet by the end of the season. 100 hurdles, I don't really have anything, a time I'm shooting for, kind of just hoping to get better, but definitely want to break 18 feet in long jump.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you.
Mike Effner at the Little Hawkeye Conference track meet in Indianola on Tuesday night, here now with Norwalk senior sprinter and jumper Caden Coons. A good night tonight. Three gold medals, one silver. Just tell me about your night so far.
Yeah, for sure. Started off with long jump. Went the way we wanted. One jump, 23, and I jumped the second one, but my foot was behind the board, so I just stopped jumping. I got ready for the 100. 100, unfortunately, my block slid. Harry Adelaine 1 beat me in that by a hundredth of a second. I wanted it back in the 4 and the 2 and got the job done in both of those. So, good night. Great night to compete. Great competition, and all glory to God. And keep it rolling through districts and state.
Definitely a cold night for May 5th. Cold temperatures, wind. You know, you're used to that, but how'd you handle it tonight?
My mom actually made me pack my windbreaker, so I'm very glad I had that. And then I just brought my hat and gloves, and I was good for that. But a lot of events close together helped a lot, just staying warm and the harsh conditions. But I'm going to bundle up now and go get something hot from the concession stand, maybe some hot cocoa or something.
Absolutely. And just after the disappointment of the 100, how good did it feel to come back in those last two events, in the 400 and the 200, and hold off and defeat some of the same, the Mullins kid who got you in the 100?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It felt great, just coming coming back in those. Before, Nick, I don't want to say I knew I was going to win, but my strongest part of the race in all my races is the end of the race. So I knew that even if someone was a little bit ahead of me, I could edge it out. And Miller, thankfully, DCG, I beat everyone on the 400 to the 100-meter mark and everyone on the 200 to the 100-meter mark also. So just got the job done early in those and then shut it down toward the end. And not necessarily very good times, but I actually don't even know what I ran in the two.
Well, I think you ran, 21. You thought maybe 21.7 in the two, which is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty decent. But definitely looking to run faster for state, especially with a better competition. But good to just get a good night to run tonight and get extra work in before districts.
Obviously, your biggest goals come at the end of the season at the state meet and the state qualifying meet, which will be right back here at Indianola next Thursday. Mm-hmm. How are you looking to train for that here in the time off in between?
Well, we're lucky to have our conference meet on Tuesday, actually, because of Tulip Time. So I think it's from Tulip Time, right? Yeah. So I get the rest of this week off. I think we're going to do a workout on Thursday or Friday, maybe both. And then I think we have a meet at Pell on Monday. I don't think I'm going to run at it. I think I'll probably do a workout. And then just fine-tuning some long jump stuff in blocks before districts. And then for state, just fine-tuning the long jump stuff because – jumping 23 consistently now, but looking to maybe get 24, even 25 at state, and get that win, secure the hat.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again here at state and next week, but just your final conference meet, how good does it feel to go out with three golds?
Oh, it feels so amazing, especially after last year when I was actually injured for conference. I did long jump. I think I got like 10th or something. I did the one and the two, or no, I did the one and the four. I think I got like fifth or something, and then I scratched out of the two. But just to come back, it felt great.
That's Norwalk senior Caden Coons. Three gold medals at the conference meet tonight. Good job, and go warm up.
Yep, thank you so much.
Mike Effner back at the Little Hawkeye Conference track meet tonight in Indianola on Tuesday. Here now with Norwalk freshman distance runner Hannah Schmitz. Good night tonight, Hannah. You had a school record in the 3,000 earlier, running right around that 10:31 mark, beating a 20-year-old school record, and then finishing the night with a fifth-place effort in the 1,500. Just how do you feel about your performance tonight?
I'm really proud of how I did. It's been a lot of hard work to get to here, and so I'm just really proud that it's all paid off.
Your first conference meet as a varsity runner here. It's been a heck of a ride this year for you, starting with cross country back in the fall and wrestling, making the state tournament in that, and now having a good season in track and field. Has it exceeded your expectations, I guess, so far?
Well, ever since I was like young, I've always wanted to be like the best I can be in all of my sports. So I'm just trying to like do my best in every single one. So yeah, I'm really proud.
To you, I mean, there's obviously a big difference between cross country and track and field. What do you enjoy about track and field, compared to the other sport?
It's more like speed around like an oval, which it can get boring sometimes. Like in cross country, you got like trees and hills to keep you going. But like in track, I just love like the atmosphere of it because I'll be running and then like all my supporters will be jogging across the field like cheering for me, so I love like being able to see all the people supporting throughout all my races.
Well, you got that school record tonight in the 3000. Was that something that was on your radar now for a while?
Well, at the start of the season, I wasn't a big fan of the 3000. I would run it in like super bad conditions, so I wasn't like super like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get the record. But as time's gone on, I've gotten more confident in the race and worked more on race strategy. So a couple past weeks, it's definitely been starting to be a goal.
What's been a key part of your strategy in that race to help you get better?
All my coaches and parents help me to like just like they yell out my times, which helps to obviously get the end goal I want in the race. But everyone is just so supportive, which helps. Yeah.
So you've got the state qualifying meet right here in Indianola next Thursday, and then the state meet after that. What do you want to get done the rest of the season?
I'm going to try to go in the 3,000, 4x8, and the 15. So I think I can get there in all three of them, and I'm really excited for what's to come.
Well, congratulations on a big night tonight. That's Norwalk freshman Hannah Schmitz.
Thank you.
That was Warren County athletes Madison Grover of Indianola and Caden Coons and Hannah Schmitz from Norwalk on today's Laley Radio Sports Page.
The center page of today's Laley Radio Sports Page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. Here are three members of the Pella Girls track and field team following their runner-up finish here at the Little Hawkeye Conference meet. Josie Settles, Camry Trine, and Phoenix Gibbs, first of all. Josie, obviously wanted to come out here and win, but a couple days after prom, it was a very busy night. What was it like, though, to be out here and to be able to compete, making that postseason push now?
Oh, it was such a great opportunity. Even though we're a little tired from prom, I'm so glad that we got a few-day break and that we just come out here as a team and work together and do our best on this beautiful night.
And Camry, it's that postseason push, right? We're trying to work on things now, especially for next week with state qualifying. What's it like to be at this point in the season, knowing that this is the first of those postseason meets?
It's honestly really exciting. Like, it's so fun to be here with all these girls. We all have the same goal in mind. It's exciting. We're looking forward to state qualifying and state.
And Phoenix, an individual conference championship. It took you to the last jump, I think, on your first bar, and then you started clearing it. But what does it mean to have a conference title, to continue to improve in the high jump, and know that those could be big points for the team going forward?
I think it's a really big deal for me. Just a lot of growth I've seen for myself from last year. Getting really big bars is a really big deal to me, and just having really supportive teammates and coaches around me that help me, and I'm really excited for state qualifying and what we get to do moving forward.
Well, and before we get there, Josie, we got tulip time and senior night. It's not usually a big night for the seniors to compete, but obviously to be recognized, a really special class, and I know you've got some close friends here. How excited are you to be able to celebrate this opportunity one more time before we get to state qualifying Thursday?
I'm really excited to line up with them and get to talk about all of our accomplishments, what we're going to do next year. But I'm also really sad because on these past few years, I've grown with such a close bond to so many of them, and I'm going to be sad to see them go. But I'm just so excited that we get a few more meets together.
And then Camry, Thursday is a big one next week after tulip time. How excited are you to make a big push and get a lot of the green and white jerseys up there at the Blue Oval?
I'm very excited. Our district is pretty tough this year, but I think we'll do good. All these girls are so talented, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Well, Phoenix, you've already been up at the Drake Relays. I know it wasn't the day you wanted, but how excited are you to try and get back up there again, knowing that these points could be huge for the team?
I'm super pumped, just not only for myself, but as a team. I think we can do really well, and just the way we support each other, I think will take us really far.
Josie Settles, Camry Trine, Phoenix Gibbs, huge congratulations, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Iowa Phoenix are playing girls tackle football around the Indianola area, and we have one of their players here, an interview with Chris Decker. Jack McGonigal here with Nikki Darr, a player for the Iowa Phoenix. And Nikki, just tell us a little bit about, or I guess first and foremost, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And just talk a little bit about the Iowa Phoenix and kind of who you guys are and kind of how the Phoenix began and the idea behind girls football.
Yeah, sure. So the Iowa Phoenix is a semi-professional women's tackle football team here in Central Iowa, primarily based out of Des Moines and Indianola, where we play our games at. The Iowa Phoenix was established in 2019 as our first season, and we've been going strong since then, trying to really pave the way for females and especially young athletes coming out of high school or college that, you know, don't continue on with their professional avenues in sports, and so looking for an outlet to still be competitive. And then with football, especially something that women typically don't, young girls typically don't have a lot of support in trying to play. And so really trying to break that barrier for women to be able to play football, to learn it, and show people that we can do it too. It can be fun, we're competitive, we can hit hard. And really opening that avenue for women to be able to do that.
And you mentioned off the air that you're kind of in charge or direct some of the recruiting standpoints for the team. And how does that process work? How do you come across the, you know, these different athletes that you may want to have them join the Phoenix? Kind of, do they reach out? Do you reach out? Kind of, how does that system work?
It can kind of be a little bit of both. If they see us, especially on social media, or if they happen to be just crossing paths with us if we're at practice, and they see us in our pads and out there practicing, they might approach us, or a lot of mouth-to-mouth talk, and so they just hear about us. But a lot of it is reaching out to the community, putting ourselves out in the community. We do farmers markets, a lot of women's events. We've done, there was, I believe, a women's event for the Iowa Wild. So doing a lot of events like that, putting ourselves out there, and really just trying to get ourselves involved in the community so that we can get as much exposure as we can so that we can cross paths with these females that may want to play.
So you guys were in West Des Moines, but now kind of more centrally located in Indianola. And how did that process to Indianola move, or how did that move kind of begin to develop?
Yeah, sure. As more young athlete or young sports activities are starting to spur up, as I think a lot of people can see, there's a lot of young athlete activities going on. And so we did play at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines, but as more activities are starting to pop up, it just became a little bit more difficult to get those days and weekends that we needed for that stadium for our games. And so we turned to the, looking around the metro to see what was available, and Indianola has been really good to work with. The facilities are great. And so naturally, this has kind of just become somewhere that this is where we first go to if we can't get something in West Des Moines. And it's just been very welcoming and very easy to work with. And yeah, it's been great.
Fantastic. And who are the teams that you guys play? Are they different teams around the state of Iowa?
Yeah. So the league that we're in now is the American Women's Football League, the AWFL. And we have teams all across the nation, actually.
Oh, okay, so, nice.
Yeah, so we play 6 games is our regular season, and then we do have playoffs after that if you make it. Seasons start early April. So just for example, this year we play the Cedar Rapids team, the Minnesota Minx, which is based out of Minneapolis. We travel up to Racine, Wisconsin, and play the Midwest Mountain Lions. We travel to Detroit in 2 weeks. And then we go to Cedar Rapids, and then we play Wisconsin again here at home for our last home game in May. So primarily in the Midwest, but as you heard, we do go to Detroit, a 9-hour drive. So there is some travel involved with it, which can be fun, make some good memories with the team and stuff, some good bonding moments. But yeah, across the nation, though, typically they try to keep it more local, so there's not too much cost involved with the travel.
Fantastic. And then you guys are on social media, and kind of where can we find your social media channels, and then as well as how can people get tickets for upcoming games?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're on all social media platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you just look for the Iowa Phoenix, you'll find us. Pretty easy to find. And then for tickets, you can go to our website, iowaphoenixfootball.com. You can purchase tickets there for any upcoming games. You can also purchase them. I think there's a link on our Facebook page as well. You can purchase them. It takes us to the website. And then also at the gate, you can purchase them. They do go up, I think, just a couple dollars at the gate. So definitely get them before game day, so that way you can save a few dollars. But
fantastic. Nikki, we really appreciate the time for you joining us and us learning more about the Phoenix, and our listeners are ecstatic to learn more about you guys as well. Again, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was Chris Decker with the Iowa Phoenix on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.